Tools for mapping. People who build maps are called cartographers. Cartography is the business of building maps. Cartography. The word cartography comes from two Greek words meaning to write on paper. Kartes, meaning papyrus or paper. Graphene, meaning to write. Before computers, cartographers drew maps with coloured pencils and rulers. Now with computers, anyone can be a cartographer. Here are three free tools you can use to make your own maps. Google Earth. Google Earth is a free application that lets you fly anywhere on Earth to view satellite imagery. You can use Google Earth to very quickly, in your browser, zoom in on an area you want to create a map of. Remove all the existing Google Earth symbols. Add your border. Add your own symbols and place markers. Add your own border, scale and compass. Export your map into a usable image. Add your map to your project file, for example, MS Word, etc. Google My Maps is a free application that you can use to make your own maps and share them with others online. Zmaps. Zmaps is another free tool that allows you to create your own map. You can use Zmaps to very quickly, in your browser, find your area on their map. Add coloured markers with descriptions, photos, videos. Insert your map into a web page. Set up password access to change your map. ArcGIS Online. As from April 2017, students in schools in America, Europe, Australia and New Zealand can now use ArcGIS Online for free to explore and analyze data using maps. This is called the ESRI program for schools. ESRI is a large American company that uses GIS mapping software to help people make their own maps. You can now use their smart software to make your own map for free. You can use ArcGIS Online to very quickly find a location, for example your school address or a park. Add data such as street names, regional boundaries, landmarks, parks, buildings, your own notes. Obtain a web address, URL, for your map to share with others. Embed your map into a website.